This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:37. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving to a story from Malacca. The Malacca state government has fallen after three councillors resigned and an UMNO assemblyman withdrew his support for the chief minister, Dato' Sri Sulaiman Mohamed Ali. And this was stated as because of loss of confidence in the chief minister's leadership. So we wanted to get a sense of what was happening and what this might mean in a larger sense for UMNO and Barisan Nasional. So the four politicians that have pulled out are Dato' Sri Idris Harun, Dato' Nur Hizam Hassan Bakti, Bersatu's Dato' Nur Effendi Ahmad, and UMNO Assemblyman Dato' Nur Azman Hassan. And Idris Harun said that the resignation signifies that the state government has a deficit in support. Nur Azman Hassan, meanwhile, speaking about his retraction of support, says that this shows the state government has lost its majority. He also said that he will be remaining in UMNO and was ready to face the consequences, and that several government decisions had put Malacca in a gridlock and that there seemed to be, and I'm quoting here, two lions on one mountain. He didn't really elaborate on what this meant. So for now, he wants to state that the four of them, alongside Pakatan Harapan, do not support the state government's leadership. So in essence, this means that the chief minister has now lost his majority, and in effect, the Malacca state government has now fallen. Now, we're still finding out what this might mean and in a larger sense what's going to happen next. But we'd like to hear from you. What do you make of what's happening in Malacca now? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us on the line to perhaps shed some light on how we can understand these events is Ben Sufyan, a program director at Merdeka Centre. Ben, thanks for speaking with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
What were your initial reactions to these developments in Malacca? Were you surprised?
Well, I've been hearing about some rumours about possibilities of defection for the last 1 week, but it has not been confirmed. So, in part, I'm surprised that, you know, it has transpired. But on the other hand, it was a little bit expected in terms of, unexpected in terms of the pace, but not a surprise, because we do know that at this point in time, our politics is very volatile. There are so many states where state governments are subsisting on very narrow majorities, and that when lawmakers in the state assemblies are unhappy with either the party boss or their own parties, there is always a chance of defections taking place.
Now, this move is reported to have come following about 2 months of negotiations between Pakatan Harapan and these four assemblymen, or rather the assemblymen and the councillors. What do you make of these discussions and the events that led us here?
Well, I think this stories about possible discussions, I think is something that speaks of the realities of Malaysian politics today. Our politicians across both sides of the divide, or the different divides that we currently have, are constantly talking to one another. And it also speaks about the level of commitment to party ideals and the expectations of the voters, and how, at the end of it all, it counts for very little when it speaks of the individual leaders' interests in terms of their own career prospects or that of the wider contestation, as we head into the next election. So, you can have a lot of high idealism about trying to prevent members of parliament or lawmakers from hopping from one party to the other. But the reality is that politicians and their parties exist to gain power. And if there is a shortcut to do so, then certainly they will negotiate and find ways to make it happen.
So, in that case then, what can you tell us about some of the players involved in this recent withdrawal and where their allegiances lie?
Well, I think, I don't know in great detail, but we do understand that in the political parties right now, even in UMNO right now, there has been a shift in the senior leadership of the party, and the party is heading towards elections some point either later this year or later next year. And the leaders in the party are lining up their allies and lining up their people in order to prepare for party elections in the future. Likewise, general elections as well. So, from what we understand, some of the leaders that may have fallen out with the state leadership were no longer in the list. I think some of them have not been reappointed, as the, or rather, there are other people, you know, being looked at to possibly replace them as future candidates. And so I think for some of them, they've decided to make the move now before they are dismissed ahead of any future election. So I think they are taking the bull by the horns and making their move now, rather than suffer the situation when they have already been dismissed from their places or no longer reappointed as candidates. So we understand that's going on. On the part of PH, they were ousted by a similar move in 2020. So I think for them, this is a way to get back. But ultimately, we have to see how things play out, because it could be a situation like in Perak, where one chief minister was dismissed and then another one from the same party or same coalition comes up, and PH loses out again. So this is a very volatile and, I would say, dangerous game as well.
So let's look at one particular person, the UMNO assemblyman who withdrew his support, right? Noor Azman Hassan. And he said that he will stay in UMNO and face whatever repercussions that may come from this. How do you think this might impact his position within the party?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, there are, I think, factionalization within UMNO right now. So I think, you know, he may belong to one faction, and that faction will support him in his move, and perhaps it is very unlikely that these individuals carried out the moves without any kind of sanction from someone higher up. Regardless of what the public statements say, but certainly there has been some sanction. And this perhaps reflects some signaling from one faction to the other that if you hit me, if you hurt me, I will do the same to you, that I can also take you down. So I think this is symptomatic of internal party struggles that has spilled over into the public space and affected the State Assembly of Malacca.
And what about Chief Minister Dato' Sri Sulaiman Mohamed Ali? Where does this leave him? What is his standing within UMNO?
Well, I think this is, I would say, a grave situation for him, because if he's no longer Chief Minister, well, we have to see, you know, how this thing plays out over the next several days. If indeed that the four couldn't be persuaded to come back to the fold, and that they stay out, and then they team up with Pakatan Harapan in order to try and form a new government, then the current chief minister will certainly be in a very disadvantaged position for now. But, you know, things can reset itself once general election comes back. And when general elections come back, then we will see how things play out in terms of who gets reappointed to become candidates in the respective seats. Whether he will still be there or not be there, it's all up in the air. But certainly, he has suffered a serious hit.
Where does all this leave the state of governance for Malacca?
Well, I think we are in a situation where, at this point in time, perhaps there's no certainty in terms of which political party is in control. I think we have to give it several days for to see whether or not this four state assemblyman will hold true to their word to withdraw support from the state government. Typically, sometimes things like this happen and then they get persuaded to come back. We've seen that happen, you know, 10 years, 11 years ago in Perak, where one person left and then eventually was persuaded to come back. It may transpire like that again here, or if it stays out long enough, then the governor will have to call for the one individual that has the support of the majority of the assembly for a new chief minister to be appointed. And perhaps then we will see a change in the ruling coalition or ruling alignment in Malacca.
Let's look at the larger party structures, right? How does all of this impact both BN and its position within the government, but also the opposition?
Well, I mean, what we are seeing right now is, I think, indicative of the open competition between BN and Perikatan, as well as Pakatan Harapan, that we now have three competing coalitions somewhat that are vying for influence and control, and sometimes cooperating with one another. It also speaks of the uncertainties that we're going to see in Malaysian politics vis-a-vis the political parties and who they intend to partner with in a post-election period. It's very clear from here as well that the situation in Barisan Nasional or Perikatan Nasional or the ruling coalition right now is not as strong as what we are used to seeing, that members of the assembly can walk out and form teams and join other teams. So we are going to see this volatility play out perhaps until the election. Once election takes place, I think it's anyone's guess, because we are going to see a large influx of new voters, perhaps inflating the electoral roll by over 40% overall, which is going to cast a lot of uncertainty in terms of which party will come out ahead in the future.
So, moving forward, what are some developments that we should keep our eye on in this situation?
Well, with respect to Melaka, I think in the short term would be to see when the governor is going to have a meeting with either the chief minister or the individuals that claim to have the support of the majority. I think we also need to see whether or not Pakatan Harapan and that of the four MPs that have withdrawn support from the government, are they going to declare that they are going to work together and join one another and form a new government? That hasn't been explicitly said, but I think that's the immediate situation that we should be keeping our eyes out for.
Ben, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Ben Sufian, Program Director at Merdeka Centre, speaking to us about the developments in Melaka, where the state government has fallen following the retraction of support from four politicians for the chief minister. Do send your thoughts our way. What do you make of what's going on? Are you following the events in Melaka? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back shortly for your messages, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.